Hey everyone, welcome to another deep dive today. We're going to be looking into something that's super interesting and can really help you stay ahead of the curve online. We're talking about website change detection. And by the way, this deep dive is powered by SafeServer. They're the experts when it comes to digital transformation and hosting. They can even help you set up the tools we're going to be talking about today. So that's something you're interested in. Check them out at www.safeserver.de.
Yeah, it's like having a digital detective constantly scanning websites for the changes that matter to you.
Sounds pretty useful. So what exactly is this tool we're talking about?
It's called changedetection.io. It's a really popular open source tool, and it lets you monitor websites for any changes, no matter how small. And the best part is it's designed for everyone. So if you're comfortable with code, great. But if not, it's still super easy to use.
From the research I did, it seems like people are using this for just about everything. From finding deals to keeping an eye on, well, pretty much anything online.
Exactly. I mean, think about how frustrating it is to constantly refresh a web page waiting for a price to drop or a product to come back in stock. ChangeDetection.io basically takes care of all that for you. So smart shoppers use it to track price changes. Bargain hunters can get restock notifications. Data journalists can even monitor government websites. The possibilities are pretty much endless.
Hold on, I need to make sure I'm getting this. So instead of me hitting refresh every 5 minutes, this tool does it for me and only alerts me when something changes.
You got it. You're in complete control. It's like setting up a custom alert system, but for the web.
Okay, this might sound like a silly question, but how is that different from just bookmarking a page and checking it every now and then?
It's all about efficiency and opportunity. Let me give you an example. Imagine you're trying to get your hands on a limited edition sneaker release. You know, those things sell out in seconds. By the time you check your bookmarks, it's already too late. ChangeDetection.io catches those changes the moment they happen, so you can actually get ahead of the game.
Okay, now I'm starting to see why this is so useful.
Mm-hmm.
So how does it work? Is it difficult to set up?
That's the beauty of it. It's designed to be super simple. Let's say you want to keep an eye on the price of a product on Amazon. You just tell ChangeDetection.io to watch that page, and it takes care of the rest.
So it can handle any website?
Pretty much, yeah. From small blogs to huge e-commerce sites, it can monitor pretty much anything.
Okay, you've convinced me. What are some of the features that make this possible? I mean, I was looking at the research you sent, and it seems like there's a lot going on under the hood.
Well, one of the coolest features is the visual selector. This lets you choose exactly what part of the web page you want to monitor.
So, like, if I'm only interested in the price on that Amazon product, I could ignore all the other stuff on the page.
Yeah, exactly. You can tell it to just focus on the price and nothing else. No more wasting time looking for the information you need.
That's super useful.
Yeah.
I also saw something about browser steps. What are those all about?
That's where things get really interesting. So sometimes websites hide information behind certain actions, like logging in or adding something to your cart. ChangeDetection.io can actually mimic those actions. It's like having a mini web browser built right in.
So it can see changes even in those hidden parts of a website.
You got it. Think about those flash sales that require you to log in to see the special prices. ChangeDetection.io can handle that for you and let you know the second the sale starts.
Okay, now we're talking, that's some serious online shopping power. But what if I want to track a site that updates all the time, like a news site or social media? Wouldn't I be getting tons of notifications?
That's a good point, but that's where filters come in. ChangeDetection.io gives you a lot of control over what you're monitoring, so you can choose to only be notified when certain keywords appear, or if a specific part of the page changes, it's all about making sure you only get the alerts that are relevant to you.
So it's not just about any change, it's about the changes that actually matter.
Exactly. And you can get those notifications in a bunch of different ways too. Email, text message, even platforms like Discord or Slack. You can pick what works best for you.
It's amazing how much control you have.
Yeah.
It all sounds really useful. But I have to ask, from a technical standpoint, how does this all work? I mean, I saw some terms in the research like XPath and CSS selectors.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to be a coding expert to understand any of this?
No, not at all. Those terms might sound complicated, but they're basically just different ways to target specific information on a web page. It's like giving the tool a set of instructions on where to look for changes.
Okay, so even if I'm not comfortable with code, I can still use this.
Definitely.
Yeah.
They've made it really user-friendly. You know that visual selector we talked about earlier? You can just point and click on the elements you want to track. You don't have to write any code. The tool does all the technical stuff in the background.
That's a relief. So it sounds like they really wanted to make this accessible to everyone. But what about people who are more tech-savvy and want more control over things?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For those folks, ChangeDetection.io is super flexible. You can use advanced filters, write custom scripts, even connect it with other tools and platforms using something called API calls.
You mentioned API calls. What are those exactly and why would I care?
So API calls are basically ways for different applications to communicate with each other. Imagine this. You could set up ChangeDetection.io to monitor a competitor's website for price drops. And then when it detects a change, it could automatically update a spreadsheet with the new price.
Wow, that opens up a lot of possibilities. Yeah. It's like having a digital assistant working behind the scenes, automating tasks based on what's happening online.
It's pretty powerful stuff, right? But before we get too carried away with all the amazing things you can do with this, let's take a step back and look at who's actually using ChangeDetection.io and why I think you'll be surprised by how many different ways it's being used.
Okay, so we've talked about how ChangeDetection.io works all the cool features like the visual selector and browser steps and the filters, but who's actually using this? Give me some real-world examples.
Well, you know how flight and hotel prices are always changing. People are using ChangeDetection.io to monitor those prices and find the best deals before they disappear.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm always missing out on those flash sales for travel websites. So this could actually alert me when, let's say, a flight to Bali drops below a certain price.
Exactly. You just tell it your destination, the dates, your budget, and it does the work for you. No more endless searching.
Okay, so that's one way to use it. What else?
Let's say you're a student looking for scholarships. A lot of times, those applications have really strict deadlines, so you don't want to miss them. With ChangeDetection.io, you can track scholarship websites and get notified the minute new opportunities pop up.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I can see how helpful that would be, especially for students who are trying to figure out all that financial aid stuff.
And it's not just for personal use. Businesses are finding some pretty creative ways to use ChangeDetection.io, too.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Let's say you own a small business and you want to keep an eye on your competitors. You can use ChangeDetection.io to track their websites for price changes, new products, they're launching even their marketing campaigns. It's like having your own personal spy.
Now that's smart. That kind of information could give you a serious advantage.
Yeah, and it goes beyond just competitors. Businesses are using it to stay updated on industry news track. Any changes in regulations even monitor their supply chains for any potential problems.
Wow, this is really powerful stuff. We've talked a lot about tracking websites for changes, but can you give me an example of how someone might actually use those changes to, you know, do something like automate a task?
Sure. Let's go back to the travel deal example. Imagine you really want to go on that trip to Bali and you're ready to book the flight if the price drops below a certain point. You could set up ChangeDetection.io to send you an email or even a notification to your phone as soon as that price changes.
So it's not just about knowing that something changed. It's about using that information to actually do something quickly.
Yeah.
Right. And if you know a little bit of coding, you can take that automation even further. You could connect ChangeDetection.io to other tools like a spreadsheet or a project management app and have it automatically update those tools with the new information.
That's pretty amazing. So you could have it watching a specific web page, and then based on what changes it sees, have it set off a whole chain of events, sending emails, updating spreadsheets, maybe even adding things to your to-do list.
Yeah, exactly. And that's just the beginning of what you can do with API calls.
Okay, this is all pretty mind-blowing. But let's be real for a second. Is there anything this tool can't do? Are there any limitations?
Well, it's important to keep in mind that ChangeDetection.io is mainly focused on changes in text content. It can handle images to a certain extent, but if you're mostly interested in visual changes on a website, there might be better tools out there.
So if I'm a designer and I'm trying to see if my competitor changed their website layout or branding, ChangeDetection.io might not be the best choice.
Right. You always want to make sure you're using the right tool for the job. And another thing to remember is that ChangeDetection.io doesn't work in real time. It checks for changes at set intervals, which you can customize, but there's always going to be a bit of a delay.
So if I need something that's truly instant, like for a stock ticker or a live auction, this might not be the best fit.
Exactly. But for most cases, those small delays aren't really a big deal. And even with those limitations, ChangeDetection.io still offers a level of automation and control that you just wouldn't be able to do manually.
That's a great point. This tool basically frees you up from having to constantly check websites yourself so you can focus on using that information to make decisions, take action, or just stay informed.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And the fact that it comes in a free open source version and a paid version with even more features means it's a good option for pretty much everyone.
We've covered a lot of ground here. We talked about the technical stuff, the practical uses, even some of the limitations. But what about the future? Where do you see website change detection going in the next few years?
Yeah, it feels like we're just getting started. I think one of the most exciting areas is AI, artificial intelligence. Imagine changedetection.io, not just detecting changes, but actually understanding what they mean.
So instead of just knowing a price went down, it could tell me if it's a good deal or just a small change.
Right, and it could even start to predict future changes based on what's happened in the past. It'd be like having a crystal ball for the web.
Okay, now that's a little creepy.
I know, but think about what you could do with that. You could spot trends before they happen, make better decisions, even get ahead of the competition. It's pretty amazing.
And what about just making these tools easier to use?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, we're already seeing things like drag and drop interfaces and more intuitive designs. I think eventually anyone will be able to use these tools, even if they don't know anything about coding.
So even my grandma could set up a watch list for yarn sales online.
Exactly. Everyone should be able to benefit from this technology.
Okay, so as we wrap up our deep dive into changedetection.io, what are the key things you want our listeners to remember?
Well, first of all, website change detection is a really powerful tool, and it can be used in so many different ways. No matter who you are, a bargain hunter, a business owner, or just someone who wants to stay in the loop, there's a way you can use this.
And what's great about changedetection.io is that anyone can use it.
It's all about automation, efficiency, and control. Changedetection.io does all that tedious monitoring for you so you can focus on what really matters using that information.
Couldn't said it better myself. And huge thanks to SafeServer for making this deep dive possible. If you want to learn more about changedetection.io or just need some help with your digital transformation strategy, check them out at www.safeserver.de.
Yeah, they're a great resource for anyone who wants to stay ahead of the game.
All right, folks, that's our deep dive into a world of website change detection with changedetection.io. I hope you found this as fascinating as we did.
And remember, the web is constantly changing, but with tools like changedetection.io, you're not just along for the ride, you're in control.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.